Bed of roses. They say the life is not a bed of roses, but who would even want that? I'm really glad that life isn't like a bed of thorns, or a bed of nails, or a bed pan. I'm glad that life isn't anything bed. A bed of roses really seems more like a thing for the dead. And snaps.
Pretty good. That was off the top, too. He wasn't looking at the phone for that one. That's good. I like when you have your kind of brain twister poems.
Brain twister.
Like the door poem is kind of similar to that.
Yeah, so a window is just a hole in the wall, so is a door, but holier more.
Through a window,
you can see it all. Through a door, you can go explore.
All right, careful.
Yeah, I like the kind of word. A lot of people say in poetry you're not supposed to try and be clever, but then, you know, then you just end up just kind of just saying stuff. I like trying to be clever, even if it's corny or something.
Well, you shouldn't try to be clever.
Just be clever.
Just be clever. All right, so you're going straight here.
Dude, I'm going straight?
Yeah, it's remarkable. What? Look at these pillars they're building.
Yeah, I saw there's this giant pillar going up on the corner of Rogers and Patterson next to Southern Stone.
And look, here's another pillar.
Look, they're making
the right.
These gigantic pillars. Like, it looks like it's going to be as tall as, like, it looks like it's going to be as tall as the statue of,
Liberty.
Well, have you seen that video of the monuments?
Oh, you were trying to think of an accurate, authentic statue to scale that against?
Well, who's the gigantic statue? It's like the biggest statue in the world, and it's like the statue of just like this guy in Asia, and he's wearing sandals.
Buddha? It's a Buddha statue?
It looks too precise of a guy to be Buddha. But he's definitely a Buddhist or like a Hindu Krishna guy. And it's like the biggest statue in the world. I saw this like kind of animation online of like all these statues. Like, and they put like the Statue of Liberty and then each thing
just keeps getting bigger
and bigger.
But isn't that one like...
Is it not real?
I think it might be like one of those lost wonders of the world.
It's not... No, it's a real statue.
Yeah, but I think
it's... like in India.
But I'm not sure if it's still... Well,
it's not still there?
I mean, I'm just kind of pulling my idea out of the air.
Okay, so check it out. The statue I wanted to say was the lost statue. Mm. The seventh wonder, or the eighth wonder of the world, was this guy, and it was like a big statue of this guy.
Yeah,
or something.
That's
like what I wanted to say. And I was going to say the statue was going to be like this guy straddling Rogers Street. Imagine if those poles were this guy's legs and there was... And it was just straddling Rogers Street, and you drive between his legs when you pass Southern Stone on Patterson. What are you saying?
When we safely get to a point, I'll show you the picture. There is like a world's tallest statue, and they just built it.
What is it called?
The Statue of Unity.
Dude, the Statue of Unity. That's so beautiful.
And it only took them 5 years to build.
What's his name? Who's the guy? Is he just a random monk?
No, it's a modern guy. He was a politician and an independence activist.
That's probably...
Patel.
Oh, his name is Patel?
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of the most common Indian names in the world.
You are just a wealth of information today. I know it's common, but I didn't feel like mangling his first name. Yeah.
Do I turn left here?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I was trying to come up with like a poem like about like a table. Like a table's just a bit of the floor, but on a higher plane.
Mm-hmm.
Literally and figuratively.
That's a good one. Yeah.
But I wasn't sure if it's not quite... I couldn't kind of word it in a way that felt poetic.
Yeah, that just felt like a tweet or like a Mitch Hedberg
type joke. It's just a bit of the floor, but on a higher plane. Literally and conceptually or figuratively.
I think figuratively is better. I think, yeah. I think that's a poem. If you read it and if you like... Or if you emote it. As if it's a poem.
I've gotten to the point where I don't know what's a poem and what isn't anymore.
Now that's a poem.
You think so? See, I don't even know what's a joke and what isn't anymore either. I don't know anything at all.
So you're gonna turn a left and you're gonna take a left in the next light.
Remember when we went there?
Yes.
What's that, the American Legion?
Yes, we ate lunch there and it was really good.
What did you get from the Legion?
A pork tenderloin.
Did we already talk about that?
No, I don't think we did. But yeah, so you're gonna turn left here. You got
a pork tenderloin.
You got like two meals.
Oh, we're going down Corey Lane, bro. Yep. Corey Lane. I remember... Yeah, I used to come here to go to Culver's.
All right, one topic
okay,
at a time.
Okay, I'm sorry, yeah.
You got like a shrimp basket.
I got a shrimp basket and also I got something else.
Like a chicken sandwich or something, I think.
Yeah, I got a chicken sandwich. And then the lady was like saying like, get anything, like everything's going to be, nothing's going to be messy or anything unless you get the shrimp. Like she said, don't get the shrimp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's a mess.
Yeah.
And so I ordered the shrimp. But also, I didn't really want the shrimp. I wanted a chicken sandwich. So I was... I don't know. You ever get, like, in depressed mode and you're like, I'm just gonna... Yeah, I'll eat two entrees. I don't care. You ever feel like that?
Yeah, yeah. This is like one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, this song's awesome.
But yeah, the food was really good. And like we all, it was like a, you know, a bunch of, don't do that, man. It was a bunch of us guys and we were all like, oh, I can't wait. I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten anything all day. And then so like the first thing any of us ate was like this really rich deep fried food with bottomless sodas.
Oh, yeah.
I was just, like, knocked out for the rest of the day. Like, I wasn't hungry for, like, 18 hours afterwards.
Yeah, I was, too. I was, like, I had two entrees, and I drank, like, 5 cups of coffee. Like, I got coffee, and I just was knocking them back. She kept just coming around, filling it back up.
Yeah. Then turn left onto South Weimar Road. So, go past the slide, and then turn left.
Turn left onto Weimar. Yeah, it was fun to go into the American Legion.
So that's where you're turning.
Alright, we got it. Napoleon.
Yeah, it was super fun to go to the American Legion.
This is an awkward road turning on Weimar.
Yeah, I agree. And everybody was like, I've never seen you guys here before.
Yeah, and also we were like the only guys in their 30s there. Like,
yep. To my knowledge.
I mean,
some roughly aged.
There could have been some roughly late 30s guys there. But it's a rarity to go anywhere in Bloomington and be like the youngest person once you are over like 25 or 6.
I think that's a little dramatic. I think there's plenty of places like that you can go to.
What? So like American Legion?
Culver's?
Beth Hamlin's house? let's see. Actually, that's not even true anymore because
I know
she has even younger friends than us now. But
I've literally never been on this road.
You never been on Weimarhainer?
Uh-uh.
Or Whitmer? I used to come down here for some reason. Like, I don't remember why. I remember now. I used to go on long cruises back in the day.
Just driving around.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Listen to some tunes.
And then, so you're gonna take a right on.
Turn right onto West Wapahani Road.
Onto Wapahani Road. I'm glad she pronounced it because I really didn't know.
And I love the name Wapahani.
And then we'll we'll be at Wapahani Mountain Bike Park. Look, we already are.
So I'm turning right here?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the only possible way to go. Dude, what do you think Wapahani means?
I don't know. It sounds like a
Native American word.
Yes. So we're gonna go to a mountain bike park, but we're just gonna walk around.
Now, here's my question. Is it a faux pas to walk around on a mountain bike track?
Well, I don't see any mountain bikers, do you?
I see no cars.
Yeah.
I think we're probably in the clear. Is there a parking lot?
Just keep going, yeah.
Yeah, I've straight up heard about this place, but I've never been here before. So, because I don't know why. I guess I don't mountain bike, so there's that. Is that a parking spot?
Just keep going, keep going. Okay.
I love going to a new trail that's not actually new, just new to me. That's the best. That's like a... Oops, sorry. I hit it.
I bet it's too muddy to go mountain biking.
I thought those guys like mud. Like, don't they just like come out to... I feel like this is like prime mountain bike time. It's like 50, 60 degrees and it's like really muddy. They probably would love to come out here and get all muddy.
I feel like they'd get stuck.
Oh yeah, maybe it's... Beautiful Wapahani Bike Park. Here we are at beautiful Wapahani Bike Park. I feel like the king of the world. We're the only guys here.
Yeah, we can do it. We can do or say anything we want.
All right, let's enter the trail.
Let's put some obstacles on the trail for.
Let's put some new obstacles.
Yeah. Let's build a ramp.
Oh, here's a thought.
Okay.
Maybe we aren't alone because the guys just rode their bikes here.
Yeah.
Or that... people, not, they don't have to be guys.
Yeah.
The people just rode their bikes here. That could happen.
This is nice.
Yeah.
You could ride your bike here or you could just walk around.
That's true. What would be a funny obstacle to put in the trail? Like just a big... What? A big log?
Like an oil slick or something? Or some tacks? We could just lay down until somebody comes. That wasn't that funny.
I was imagining you just laying down on the trail until somebody comes and there's like not a soul out here. So yeah, that's really funny if I visualize it. Like Mr. Magoo or something.
I have to say,
what?
Walking on these trails,
it'd be much better on a bike.
Yeah.
They just kind of are, you don't, they just kind of curve and twist.
Yeah, it's just kind of like a, I feel like I'm just on a track, on a circle.
I haven't seen any dirt ramps.
How about yet. This log? What do you make of this?
Looks like a long, long tree.
Yep.
Looks like maybe it's like 30 feet long, but skinny. And on the ground.
I bet we could lift it up.
You really want to move it onto the track?
No, I just want to lift it up just to see if we can.
What are you trying to lift it for?
Just to show off, I guess. Out of curiosity. Yeah, but then we should drop it and let it decompose and become a part of the... Return its phytochemicals to the soil.
Yeah. Go on now.
That's nice to look at, that stump.
That's a pretty good stump. Let's see. Yeah, that's really sturdy, pretty strong, and rotten, falling apart. Good stump. Returning its phytochemicals? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Are those chemicals... What does phyto mean? What is that?
You know, you're the Greek expert.
So phyto is a suffix that means...
Look at this stick. It's been totally shaved.
Whoa, weird. It looks like a bone.
Somebody removed the bark.
Oh, I just tried to take a picture, but my phone is dead. Yeah, bro. This is definitely, like, just looping us back to the parking lot.
Yeah.
Is there a different trail we can go on?
I don't know. I have a feeling we might get lost, too, because it's...
I say we go... Let's go back to the parking lot and go on that other trail over there.
Okay. It's probably, okay, like, 30 yards away, but... Whoa!
Wow, the roots are really slippery today. Have you ever rode a mountain bike on a trail before?
I don't think so. I think one time there's kind of like, you know how sometimes there'll just be like a track of like undeveloped woods by like a neighborhood? I think I rode my bike back there one time. Huh. What about you?
I don't think I've ever really ridden through the woods like that. You got a car coming up.
I know. But I don't think they have a bike. I think they're like us.
See, like, this one looks like more hikeable. I think they're just turning around. Oh, this looks more hikeable to me.
Yeah. Here we go. Let the games begin.
Yeah, this is a better trail. This is, like, actually a hiking trail.
The sign says more difficult, but we'll see about that.
The breeze feels good. Whoa, what's that? Like a picnic area?
Maybe you can do some tricks there on your bike.
Oh, like ride a wheelie on top of the picnic table?
Yeah.
And then grind the bike rack?
Exactly, on your pegs.
I like how there's a bike rack right next to the picnic table. That's pretty cool. So this would be a little scary, this to fly down on your mountain bike. It's like, you know, or the rocky, kind of steep incline.
Do you remember that, like, extreme... You remember when extreme sports were really popping off, like, 20 years ago?
Like the X Games and stuff?
Yeah, and they were coming out with all these different extreme sports. Like, there was, like, these skateboards with huge wheels.
The dirt boarding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that did not... That did not take off. Dirt boarding. There was also like sand boarding. And
any kind of terrain you can imagine, there was a board for it.
Skimboarding.
Yeah, in 2004 there was a board for everything.
You remember, did you ever skimboard? It was expert skill area. Dude. This looks cool. We shouldn't go over here because it says experts.
We are experts.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, my friend Wyatt moved up from Florida and he was all about skimboarding.
Wyatt Orsell?
Yep.
He moved from Florida?
Yeah, he was from Florida. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He like thought it was really cool to skimboard. Look at these. Here we come.
Yeah, these are the obstacles we had in mind.
This is a funny looking, like, it looks kind of like a bench, but it's like, it looks kind of like a bench, but it's like a, do you think it's for grinding or ramping? Do you grind a mountain bike? You probably don't grind on a mountain bike, do you?
I think it's like a thin ramp.
You think this is where Will Staler comes out and rides his bike? You think he ramps over that? Look at that. That would send you flying. Look at that ramp. It's huge.
Did the city build these ramps or did just some guy build these ramps?
It seems like the city must have, right?
I guess.
It's like designated for this. Like, look. Dude, this ramp would be so scary. Like, you would fly, like, 4 or 5 feet in the air.
Maybe
like right there.
Maybe. Well, I wonder what would happen if we just ran off it.
You do
here,
it.
Here, you hold it.
Yeah, you do it. Here, I'll take a picture of you jumping off of okay. it. This is gonna be awesome. This is gonna be awesome. Wait a second. I think I...
You didn't get it? Yeah, you didn't get it. I'll do it again, I guess.
It was honestly kind of creepy.
Yo, jump higher this time. Get some air. Come on. Come on now. Come on, Miles. Get some air. Come on, Miles, now. Tie your shoes. He's tying his shoes, making sure he gets some air. Put those nice joggers to use. Don't hurt yourself, though, okay? Oh, he's putting his stuff down. He's really gonna jump. All right, whoa. Here we go. Yo, here we go. He's pulling his pants up. He's ready to go. Yo, check it out.
Yep, there's me hiking up my pants.
Yeah, you're pulling your pants up, and then you're going to get big air.
It's like,
it feels way more than it looks.
Intimidating than it looks, yeah. Do you want to try it?
Yeah, I'll do it. All I'll right. try it. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, sure, I'll do it. What if I hurt myself?
I hope you don't. But yeah, it's like this part is a lot longer than it seems. Yeah, when you get up there.
It's like, am I going to clear it?
Alright, yeah, okay. I'll try.
Alright. He said he's not gonna run full speed. Here he comes. Nice. Now that's air. Yeah, you got some good air. I was just prioritizing a graceful landing.
I did not land gracefully.
No, but you got air for sure.
That would probably feel better on a bike.
Yeah, it'd feel awesome on a bike. Imagine it on some rollerblades too.
Oh, yeah.
RXK nephew, he did an interview on one of those Hypebeast newsletters, and he said he loves rollerblading.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind? Aggressive inline or just regular?
I think just regular. Just to get around. I think it's cooler just to get around than to do tricks.
Yeah.
Tricks
honestly,
is...
No.
There's yeah. like...
They don't look cool on rollerblades.
They don't look cool. They don't.
Like, flowing around, like, really gracefully looks cool. But when you kind of, like, start grinding and, like, making an X with your toes and stuff like that, it's like,
yeah, or like, yeah, like spinning around or like touching your feet when you jump off a ramp, that doesn't look cool at all. Which way do you want to go?
Yeah, it's like skateboarders do that and then they land back on the board.
Yeah,
or they grab their board or whatever. They have to grab the board to keep them with them or something, but you know. Yeah,
it's just an uphill battle trying to look cool on rollerblades, but it's not impossible. Should we what?
Go across this bridge?
Of course we should go across this bridge. If there's a bridge,
cool.
You gotta go across it.
Yeah. Honestly, this is like a neat little, as a walking path, it's like pretty neat. It's kind of weird. It's like, I feel like regular walking paths should have like weird little obstacles that you can... that you can look at it and mess around with if you want. May as well, right?
Yeah.
some hikers want that, you know, like they want to go on like the difficult one where you have to climb over trees and rocks.
Yeah, they roots. should have like a more like kind of like Indiana Jones themed hiking trail with like like a pit you have to swing across on a rope, and there's like alligators underneath.
Yeah, and there's a part at the end where a ball rolls after you and you have to run away from the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
And like maybe they could get people to shoot at you with bow and arrows.
Yeah, or like if you step on a tile wrong, some blow darts come out of the walls.
Yeah.
I never understood the, like, central mechanisms of that. Like, there's just, like, an unlimited supply of blow darts in the sacred temple.
Yeah, and if you step on, like, if you step on the tile, it's, like, supposed to be an ancient temple, but pressing this one rock that's been there for a millennia.
Yeah.
Will cause these, like...
Hydraulic pressurized things. Yeah. I'm going to have to see the literature on that one, Spielberg.
Yeah, I mean, like, they call it a booby trap, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, why do they call it that?
A guy like you, I bet you can do the imagination. I don't know what I mean by that for anyone playing along at home.
I think that, I think it implies that a sort of a buffoon will just stumble into the trap.
Yeah, a boob. In the old-fashioned sense of the word.
That's what I think, but I don't know.
Yeah, one thing...
But it's like...
Yeah?
I'm not... Of course I'm going to... If you're setting a trap, of course I'm going to stumble into the trap. I'm not a buffoon.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming that there's not going
to
be a trap.
You would want a trap to... You would want a genius trap. You would want a trap that even, like, a sophisticate would fall for.
No, I'm saying, like... A booby trap is fine because I just trust people, and I just trust that there's not going to be like a pit that I fall in with like stakes in the bottom.
Right.
Of it,
well, know? Maybe. How about this? Not to go woke, but maybe the booby is the
person making the trap.
No, it's the colonial mindset, the imperial mindset, where you think. Oh, I'm the Western white man. I'm the professor. I'm entitled to these ancient artifacts when really they have this significance. I'm just spitballing here, you know?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Not to go woke.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, I am woke in my heart of hearts.
I'm woke too. The you know, like Indiana Jones, he, you know, kills a bunch of natives and Muslim people.
Yeah, he also kills and Nazis, though. He kills which Nazis, I guess, too. He's the original radical centrist.
He tries to steal everybody's artifacts to put it in the museum, which is very passé.
I'd like to see his Rate My Professor. I feel like I feel like his lectures can't be that good if he's always jet setting around the world.
He's definitely probably completely distracted from his lesson.
Yeah.
Which honestly, if I were in college, I would appreciate that because I would just be like trying to party.
Right.
And, like listen to like Louie because it's like set in the 50s.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd I'd be wearing like a like sweater Louie. With your your first initial on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I'd be like listening to Louie, and then I'd be like, oh, crap, I have class today. Oh, wait, it's just Mr. Jones'
It's Professor
class.
Jones, yeah.
Oh, it's Professor Jones' class. I'm not going to that.
Yeah.
He's not even going to be there.
Come on, boys, let's go stuff a phone booth.
Let's go, yeah, let's go set a pig booth.
I've got some pole sitting to do.
In the dining hall. I got some pole sitting to do. Yeah. Yeah. They should set booby traps. Okay, so what about Tomb Raider? Tomb Raider,
I don't really know the lore behind... Person? I don't really know the lore behind Tomb Raider.
Because...
I saw some people on Twitter say that Lara Croft was supposed to be, like, Afro-Latina or something. But then... they made her white.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But yeah, I don't really know. I don't understand the story and setting of Tomb Raider. I just, you know, I get the gist.
It's like, you think it might be woke because it's a woman and not a man. But it's not. It's just the same thing. Same colonialism. Whoa, look at that.
Yeah, I like looking at this.
I like looking at this too. There's so much fungus on this log.
I like when there's a lot of fungus.
On a big log.
It's kind of repulsive, but it's also intriguing.
I keep pulling out my phone to take pictures and it's dead.
Muscle memory.
Dang. Oh, wow. I've done it like 3 times. That's so like... Man, I need to take like... I need to like log off. I need to log off.
A sabbatical? Yeah.
I need like... I really need to like log off for a while.
How about you log on?
I'm getting my log on right now because I'm forcibly logged off. Looking at this, talking about Lara Croft. Let me see if this mushroom's soft. Yep,
yeah.
It's not.
Oh, I thought, I mean, as far as this kind of mushroom goes, it's
soft.
Pretty soft.
It's moist.
Yeah.
It's dry but moist, soft and hard.
That mushroom is a land of contrasts.
Yeah, and there's so much of it. Yeah, I think we might get lost, honestly. These trails are longer, and they're more like... We're still walking in circles, but the circles are much larger.
Something that has been on my mind the whole time. It's hard to walk 2x2 on this mountain bike trail.
Yeah, imagine biking 2x2.
Couldn't do it. It's good for walking single file, and it's even better for biking single file.
Do you think anybody ever took a date on this trail, mountain biking? Like, they were like, hey, I see you like biking. Have you ever been to Wapahani?
Yeah, hey, I'm sure that's happened.
Come to Wapahani with me.
they would affect an accent. Wait, look at this. This is interesting.
Oh, yeah, this is interesting. What?
It's like an auditorium for gnomes.
Whoa, there's all these little... Yeah, that's weird because this is just like a sculpture. It's not for biking.
Riding a bike on?
It's just aesthetic. Do you think
Go stand in the stage.
Do you think it was industrial or a place for aesthetic?
I don't know. I don't know the story. I mean, it's built up like an old pew. Alright, I think he's trying to be scary. Like, Blair Witch.
Is it scary like Blair Witch?
Kinda. Turn around. Cool. Yeah, I think they like had lights. That looks like a lighting apparatus.
Yeah, I wonder what this was. Like how old is it?
Like 20th century, like 1940s or 1950s, I think.
Really?
Yeah, there's lights.
Huh. Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
Like 2006.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like, maybe it was built when the trail was made.
I feel like if it was built in 2006, there would be a little bit more structural integrity.
Also, I don't know when the trail was made. I was just guessing.
And I don't know when 2006 is.
It's like about 20 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
Yep, kind of. Oh, yeah, life goes on.
Oh, yeah.
Long after the thrill of living is gone. Alright. Oh, this is interesting. Let's try to go this way.
Oh, here we are at the, what is that, 4546?
Yeah.
I always had this idea for an episode, Side of the Road.
I know. We've pulled it off a few times.
I think we didn't quite nail it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wanted to do one where it was, like, literally, like, we're like right up there, and there's like a semi like every like every like, you know, like 30 seconds.
Right.
You'd have to be like on 45, 46 or something. Like, yeah, wow, where are we? I've never been out here. This is weird. Is there some big drainage ditch?
A culvert, if you will. A
culvert. It's pretty. We're in the meadow. We got a little running water.
Look, there's a gazebo up ahead.
Whoa, a gazebo. I feel kind of like Indiana Jones.
Yeah, literally.
Is there like a last name? Is there like a last name that means stupid? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Probably.
Einstein?
Yeah, Einstein. Einstein, sarcastically.
Yeah, that means stupid.
Indiana Einstein.
Indiana Einstein.
The other thing about being on a mountain bike is you'd be able to crush this trail in the time. And yeah, we're halfway there, you'd be already done.
Yeah, honestly. I do like being out here.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. It's curious, very curious, full of surprises. Indiana Einstein. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Yes!
So, like, baby Einstein sounds really condescending.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, your baby's not Einstein.
Oh, look who it is, little baby Einstein. Ga-ga goo-goo.
And then makes you seem like a total tool.
Yeah.
For making fun of the baby, which a baby isn't smart, and then it's okay. It's okay for a baby to not be smart.
Yeah, because a baby represents pure potential.
Yeah.
People... somebody being rude to a baby is just jealous of the baby. They're hating on the baby for all of the possibilities.
Yeah, I don't trust somebody that says, I don't like kids. I don't want kids. I hate kids. It's like, I don't trust you. I don't really have to go into it. It's just like saying, like, you don't like puppies or something. Oh, these mushrooms look cool.
I feel like you used to say you didn't like kids.
Yeah, that's how I know, you know? Like, that's how you learn, you know? It's okay to change your mind about things.
Yeah.
And then if you've changed your mind about something, that means you've learned something.
Right.
So before I would say like, oh, I don't, maybe I would think I don't like kids. I used to sometimes even say I don't like dogs.
I don't.
And I used to say I don't like cats.
Yeah.
I like all those things.
Yeah. You just haven't met a cool kid yet.
No, I've met some cool kids.
You met some lame kids before. That's why you didn't like kids.
Yeah.
You just hated lames.
Yeah. Whoa. Honestly, these mushrooms are going crazy. This is like a beautiful pattern.
Yeah, a nice deep...
It's like blue, navy blue. And it's like these... I'm not sure what they're called, but... Just kind of these ones that are very all over the... They're very all over. They look kind of like scales or something. I guess it's like mushroom hunting season.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it's probably for morels, but other mushrooms apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
They're bussing. I'm always just kind of generally slightly interested in things, and then I don't learn anything about them.
Yeah, have you ever changed your mind about mushrooms?
Maybe I should decide that they're not interesting at all. I guess I kind of changed my mind about microdosing mushrooms.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In what way?
In that I don't think it's like a cure-all for...
Right.
I don't think it's like a miracle drug.
You're right.
I think it's helpful for people with depression to a certain point. But, you know, you have to do the work.
Right.
You know, you still have to do the work. You can't just take a bunch of mushrooms and...
And when you say you mean I?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, there's the gazebo.
Yeah, the gazebo looks so much cooler from far away.
Yeah, there's a life lesson in there somewhere.
To a biker, that gazebo is probably awesome.
Because you can rest there.
Like, finally I made it to my secret spot.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat my tuna sandwich here.
And play some Bob Marley off my phone. I think this is supposed to be a pond. I think it,
it dried up?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. Maybe the water is just low?
Yeah. I guess. It's been raining like a mofo, though.
That's true.
Look, fresh tracks.
I don't see any.
Bike tracks.
Oh. I was looking for like
animal footprints.
Footprints.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, somebody was just here. What is the
The gazebo always looks better when it's just out of reach.
Yep. A little wisdom. It's like the oasis that like disappears when you get closer.
Yeah,
to
the mirage.
Yeah, the mirage. Many things in life are like the mirage. Have you ever seen that movie?
Mirage?
The movie where, I think it's like a Quentin Tarantino movie, where like a cop gets put in the trunk of a car.
No.
And there's bullet holes in the trunk of the car.
No, but that scene seems familiar. Is it like Reservoir Dogs?
This Rasta man drives by, and he's biking, and he's like biking through the desert. And he's like in full like bike gear, and he's smoking a J, and then he like blows the weed into the bullet hole in the trunk of the car. But it doesn't move the plot forward at all.
And it's just a cool scene.
It's just a funny little scene in the middle of like a kind of serious movie. I can't remember what movie it is. You say Reservoir Dogs?
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie you're talking about, so I just named Quentin Tarantino movies that I haven't seen.
Yeah, it was probably Kill Bill Volume 2. Which, should we go this way or that way?
I don't know. I feel like if we went that way, we'd be closer to finding our way back.
This way goes deeper.
Yeah.
We're losing sunlight.
This way. This way we go.
Is that a good choice or a bad choice?
I think I'm choice neutral when it comes to choices. I'm just playing. I think it's a good choice.
I'm choice neutral.
Oh, here's a track.
What you got?
Could be a coyote.
Whoa, that's a big paw.
It's probably just a dog.
It's probably just a dog. Oh. You have mud?
Ew. Nasty, nasty mud. Here, you want to hold this for a sec?
Yeah, sure. Kind of reminds me of when I stepped on that log.
That's the last time you held it?
Or wait, what do you mean?
The sound in the mud.
I see what you mean. I see what you mean. So, your imaginary log.
Yeah. Now we're down in the clearing. I feel like we're in a big meadow. I like it.
We should move out here.
Yeah, I would move under the bridge like a little troll.
It has all the things you need for civilization. Running water.
Gazebo.
A nice clearing.
Oh, that is pretty. Oh.
I just want to see if there's anything interesting in it. Nothing.
I like those artificial waterfalls there.
Yeah.
You got like 3 foot high waterfalls, kind of picturesque, a little screensaver vibe.
Yeah, artificial AF. Weren't we already talking about how Zoomers don't know what screensavers are?
I guess I didn't even mean screensaver though, I meant computer background.
Yeah.
Preset.
Wait, here's more creatures.
Whoa, this dog was squirming to get up the hill. Oh man, it's so muddy.
I'm kind of walking to the side.
Oh boy, it's all muddy. Yeah, we were saying that Zoomers don't know about screensavers, but they do.
Yeah, they do.
They know.
They
Roku
know more,
City.
They know everything.
They know DVD and Roku City.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really... It's actually very boomer of us to assume Zoomers don't know stuff.
Yeah, I know. Like when, usually when I say that, I'm saying it as a joke.
Right.
They know Roku City.
Well, you know how, like, everybody... When we were whippersnappers... And we liked records and stuff. And a bunch of old guys would be like, you still know what those are? Or when you spin vinyl, when someone's spinning vinyl at the bar.
People say, oh, they still listen to records?
Yeah.
People have been saying that. People still say that. We'll have truck drivers come to the warehouse that have been to the warehouse, been coming for years. And they say, what is all this stuff? Records?
Yeah.
People still listen to records? It's like, yo, you've been coming here picking these up in your truck for a year. What's up? You got some muddy shoes?
Yeah, it's super muddy.
That's what I was telling you about these guys. They like to get all muddy.
Yeah, cyclists. Can't argue with that. I don't want to get your new car all muddy.
It's not new, it's old.
I mean your truck. I also wanted to just pretend like you... It's still your truck.
It is my truck.
Yeah.
All right. If I say, you know, Zoomers don't understand this or that, I'm like half joking.
Yeah, but you're half serious.
Well, usually when I'm joking, I'm half serious. That almost goes without being said. Right?
Yeah.
Or maybe not. I don't know.
There's a guy who plays NCAA basketball, and he's 26 years old.
How does that make you feel?
Awesome.
He's, like, too old for NCAA. Why doesn't he go and play in the pros?
Because, like, his college career got messed up, and he's not really good enough for the NBA.
No, that's kidding. No. I love him, too. I love a late bloomer or sort of a chiller.
A long-term hustler.
A long-term hustler slash chiller. A lifelong learner. I like it when people are, you know, I like the underdog or like the people that, you know, the people that aren't too caught up in the rat race, but it's like you don't want to be too caught up in the rat race, but you want to still do something with your life, you know? Right. That's always the constant battle I deal with all the time. That's That's something I remember, like, learning about, like, Buddhism when I was, like, in my early 20s.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, I can just relax and just be in the present and everything will be okay. And that's true. But you still have to plan for the future.
Right. I just, you know? I just wish the rat race was more like the movie Rat Race.
Hey, have you ever seen Mouse Hunt?
Back in the day, yeah.
Do you remember anything about Mouse Hunt?
No. I mean, I remember the central premise. It's like two guys getting tortured by a mouse. Or maybe many mice.
I think it might just be one mouse.
Yeah.
But I don't remember. It has Nathan Lane in it.
Yeah.
They don't make movies like Mouse Hunt anymore. And I mean that when I say that.
Ratatouille. I mean, that's like a 20-year-old movie at this point. But.
Yeah, that's an old movie now. So, like, it somehow came up at work, the movie Mouse Hunt. And somebody watched it recently, and they were like, yo, it's awesome. I kind of want to rewatch it. Because it's like one of those movies that I know I saw when I was really, really young.
Yeah.
And I'll remember everything about it and nothing about it at once.
Yeah, I bet like it has a really ambitious practical effects.
Well, that's what I was talking to Jade Preboy, and he was saying that it's like they were like, oh, we can't do good animation yet.
Yeah.
But we can do really good animation on a mouse.
Yeah.
So like that's the premise of the movie, is we can do really good animation on a mouse.
They did that for Stuart Little, too. They kept milking that.
I think Nathan Lane is in Stuart Little, too.
Oh, really?
I think.
Jonathan Lipnicki is in it.
Jonathan Lipnicki? Lipnicki?
I don't know.
Lipnicki. Ah, yes. Yes, I know. Jonathan Lipnicki. We here at Wapahani love Stuart Little. Oh, Jonathan.
Wapahani.
We here at Wapahani love Jonathan. I sent you a picture of him the other day.
Uh-huh.
And he's dressed like Eminem.
Yeah.
And he has the blonde hair even.
Yeah.
That's so cool. It's so funny.
I watched Like Mike like in the past 2 or 3 years.
Is he in that?
Yeah.
Is that what that's from?
I bet it's from like the premiere of Like Mike. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that like a Magic Mike prequel?
Yeah, for Jared from Subway.
Oh, God. I was watching that Subway show and it was like literally the most depressing, dark thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Did it get into, I mean, like, we don't have to touch on the Jared stuff, but like.
They showed up a couple clips of Bloomington. That's good. What I was came for.
Did they get any reps from Subway being like, we had no idea.
I'm sure I had to turn it off before I got that far because it was so disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like really. Honestly.
I'm sure. I'm actually. I bet Subway people can't talk about it at all.
Yeah, I know. Oh, maybe I should. I shouldn't.
You want to wrap up the show?
Yeah, let's head out. I had a good hike.
I did too.
I feel like I saw some new sights. Maybe one day, I'll see it by bicycle.
Why don't you say that all again? That was good.
Yeah, I had a nice hike. I saw some new sights. Maybe one day I'll see it by bike.